You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
It's Amanda Bones.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling. So, WWE was looking to hurt some feelings this weekend.
Everyone got upset about a lot of things.
Oh my gosh, do I have some shit to rant about. My goodness.
I feel like I hope we're not getting mean on this podcast. I don't think we are. It's more just being truthful, but
I'm jaded after 3 months of watching wrestling.
Seriously, Amanda's like, listen, I'm done with so much.
This crap. That's not true. But I am surprised. Maybe not surprised. I don't know. It's wrestling very quickly became like crack to me.
Yeah, it's easy to do. I mean, after Elimination Chamber, I watched more wrestling. So
I was like, fuck everything after Elimination Chamber, and I don't even remember what I ended up watching afterwards. I think I watched a movie or something.
My heart was broken within the first match, so after that I was kind of just jaded, and I just was like, okay, whatever. I ended up watching, if you don't have it, get the Roku channel. It's completely free and you don't have to have a Roku to get it. Like, you can just go online and watch it. Anyway, they have a deal with New Japan right now, and they're uploading 2020's Wrestle Kingdom. And so, like, they have all the episodes and everything. So I've been addicted to that, and I just need to state my love for Okada. Like, I it's been so fun. Japanese wrestling's the best.
I mean, I have to like get involved in that one next.
Yeah, and they chop it up in like little 45 minute pieces, and then it's just wonderful.
Oh, easily digestible episodes.
Yeah, so get on that. It's totally free.
Sick. Okay, good to know. Should we get into this?
Yeah, let's just do it, because I literally walked out of my house and went outside.
You had to walk it off.
Yeah, I was very mad, but it was so good. So yeah, so we start off with a bang with the first men's Elimination Chamber match.
I didn't know that this was going to be, I don't know why I didn't know this, but I didn't know there was going to be an Elimination Chamber for these guys. Like, I didn't realize that was a thing. Because they've been hyping up the McIntyre Elimination Chamber.
Right. Yeah.
And I think I was like heavily focused on that one, and I knew that was happening. So when they brought all of these dudes out, I was like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah.
So first Elimination Chamber was like the SmackDown dudes, right?
I believe so. You're going to have to help me on that one, because I'm not sure. I don't, my lines get blurred with who's on what team.
Oh, okay.
So it was Daniel Bryan, Cesaro, Jey Uso, Kevin Owens. I'm not calling him King Corbin. Corbin and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I felt like this was a random bunch of people. Okay, one, I have so many questions, but let's start with Daniel Bryan. I've got a bunch of questions about this dude. Okay. Didn't he leave wrestling?
Yeah, so Daniel Bryan had a really bad injury to his neck, and he left.
Okay.
And he came back as general manager, I believe, for a little bit around 2016, 2017.
Oh, okay.
And he was kind of like in charge of SmackDown, I think. Anyway, he took a little break and then healed up and did some treatments and stuff, and he got his neck in working condition so that he can come back and wrestle. And now he's been unstoppable, basically.
Interesting. what's the fucking yes arrow pointing thing? What is this yes movement shit?
That's just, I guess that's, I could Google it, but it's his, it's kind of his shtick from a while ago.
I find it to be not amusing.
You don't like the yes chants?
I do not like the yes.
At one point, him and Kane were in a tag team called Team Hell No.
What? What? Dude, rhyme with Kane? That's like the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he, God, the yes movement. Oh, I think that had to do with like him kind of being the underdog, because he's not someone that like Vince tends to go for. He's very small and he's got kind of more of that. He's a little scrappy, but he's like, you know, he's good. He is good. I think he's good. But yeah, I wasn't around for the yes movement. That was like just before I started watching wrestling, but I just know that it was his thing that, and hey, everyone does it. At least he has something that everybody like
does it. Like they seem soups into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next we'll move on to Sami Zayn. That guy looks like Fidel Castro and I can't.
Sami Zayn's going through something right now.
a mental break.
I will always love and adore Sami Zayn. Precious baby. Well, because he used to be, and this is like so out of character for me, because I don't like ska. Everyone can like kill me for that one. But mm-hmm. Sami Zayn used to be like a little ska kid and would come out like arms a flailing. And
what?
He threw his shoulder out once, like coming out to his entrance.
That's some fucking ska dedication right there.
Yeah.
So but I happened to like real life just slap him in the face. And so now he doesn't have any happy anymore.
He's tired of everybody shitting on him all the time, and he believes that, okay, so he left for a little bit as well, around the time of the pandemic, because he's in Canada and he didn't feel safe coming back and forth.
Sure.
This is, you know, breaking kayfabe a little bit, but they kind of wove it into the storyline. So he basically didn't want to come back for a while until things were safe. Okay. But in doing so, he kind of forfeited his Intercontinental Championship, I believe.
Oh.
So he then was like, listen, Jeff Hardy had it. He doesn't have, that's not his, it's mine.
Mm.
And so that's when that whole feud started. And then he decided he wanted to prove himself and beat up Roman, but
that didn't happen. That never happens. I can't wait to see the documentary that his film crew is putting together.
Which is like a legit documentary, I guess.
Oh, it
like,
is?
Yeah.
It's not just like the whole shtick.
Well, it's part of the shtick, but apparently like something's coming out that he's putting together.
Wow.
Sami Zayn's also like just amazing, and he does like kind of like a Doctors Without Borders thing.
What?
In Syria, because he's Syrian.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he's just a beautiful, wonderful man.
Okay. Well, now that I know some backstory, I kind of like Sami Zayn, but I was very annoyed with him for quite some time.
Well, yeah, he's a little shithead. Like that's just how
annoying.
Yeah. He's super annoying. He also used to be in a tag team with Kevin Owens.
Ooh.
I really like them together.
I was also just like generally wondering how Vince McMahon is allowing some of the shit that Sami Zayn says to like fly. I'm like, Vince is going to come after you, bro. Keep your mouth shut.
I think at this point it's he came back. So now they're kind of just letting him say whatever he needs to say. It's not like he's wrong. So
they're just letting him fucking have his tantrum.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's really the only other questions I have. I think those are the two that I was like, what's happening here?
Okay. And Cesaro, you know, is just big, great boy.
He's perfect. So Cesaro had new chonies this time.
He did. And a lot of people were very stoked on those trunks. They were looking sharp. I also saw that people said it looked like he was wearing the TikTok leggings that are supposed to make your butt look good, because they have that weird like pattern.
That's amazing. Yeah. Although I feel like the pattern was very good for his whole like shtick that he has, that's not a good shape for him. they're too, like, they come down too low on his thigh and they come up like too high on his back. Like, we need smaller chonies on Cesaro.
I don't know. I like him. I'm fine with his chonies the way they are. Plus, he's always had those chonies.
The like weird shaped ones.
Yeah.
That dude is tall as fuck. Holy crap.
Yeah. He's what, 6'5"?
Yes. According to my stats, he is 6'5", 232 pounds.
Yeah.
And I got stats on Corbin. I guess he's 6'8", but I don't believe it.
He's 6'8".
I just don't believe it. He doesn't like look like he towers over everyone the way that I thought somebody who was 6'8" would do.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I found it interesting that Cesaro and Daniel Bryan were like the first two to start fighting.
I was fucking stoked and I texted you that. I was like, yeah. It is a big deal that this man is freaking starting this thing. I was hype the whole time. I was like gonna ugly cry regardless of what happened. I did not cry, but I felt like I was gonna ugly cry regardless of what happened. Oh my God. I cannot state enough how much I love Cesaro, and Cesaro really is what got me back into watching wrestling. He feels like a safety blanket for me. Like if he's in a match, I'm like, oh yeah, it's gonna be great. Cesaro. It's like, whatever.
With no room for disappointment.
No, because he's just Cesaro. He's so good.
I knew you loved Cesaro, but I'm loving just like how much fangirling is happening right now for this man.
He was my first wrestling shirt I ever bought.
Ooh.
He was like, I had a Cesaro sticker on my car. I just freaking love Cesaro. I don't know. I have I have a patch that my boyfriend made me that says Cesaro on it, like real cool. And he stuck it on a sweatshirt for me and I wear it all the time. Cesaro is it. Cesaro is my number one. Like, my favorite wrestler is Cesaro.
Got it. And now everybody, it's in stone now. Ashley's favorite wrestler is Cesaro.
He's never won a fucking championship belt though. Like,
buddy. He's good. I don't know why they haven't given him a belt. Any of the belts.
Everyone always complains that he doesn't talk well on the mic, which is complete bullshit, because he does.
Is it because he has an accent?
Yeah, everyone's like, I don't know what he's saying. Are you kidding? He's fucking from Switzerland. It's not like you can't really understand what he's saying.
He's Swiss. It's not super hard. Just slow it down and turn the volume up. Or, you know, people, there's this thing called closed captioning subtitles.
You can just read what he's saying.
You can just read him. But I'm a freak who, like, watches everything with subtitles on.
Me too. I wonder if that's just, like, an us age thing.
Maybe.
But anyway, yeah, Cesaro. Oh,
so everybody goes into their little chambers. Everybody seems super hyped. I don't know. Like, I don't know. There was a lot of energy for sure. There was a lot of great moves. I don't think I pinpointed anything super specific. The only thing I noticed, it's like, I don't know what the time period was in between dudes being allowed out of their chambers, but it felt like forever.
I believe it's...
Oh, it felt like 5 minutes, which I know that's not that long, but in the scheme of things...
Well, the match length, I have how long the matches were. It was only 34 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, for the first one.
Interesting.
Oh, it's every 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. So there we go. So I have a decent understanding of time and how it works.
Yeah. I also, I didn't call the correct order in which things were, or guys were going to come out, but I did get most of it. And I was really happy about that. I also, I was telling Amanda this before we started recording. My boyfriend really likes Baron Corbin, and he was like, oh, he's gonna keep it, he's gonna stay, he's not gonna be the first one out. Boom, first one out. I was so happy.
One out, and he was taken out by freaking Cesaro, which I thought was fantastic.
My boy Cesaro took that man, that giant man, out, and he got to swing him again because he didn't do so well on Friday swinging that man. He had a little trouble.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna say this. I dig Cesaro's like swinging man move, but I really wish the ending was more brutal than it is.
Just dropping him.
Yeah, like just fucking let him go. Wherever he lands, he lands. But that's the bloodthirst in me coming out. So for that. I have, oh dude, Kevin Owens eliminated Zayn and I was so happy. I'm so sick of his shit.
Well, I also love that Sami Zayn was like hiding in his pod. He's like closing the door. He's like, haha, I can't, I'm not coming out. And then Cesaro just like, hello.
I think I let out an audible like, oh shit, the other side's open. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Well, and what a dumbass to just like, why would you sign up for this? And then you're just going to hide in your box. Like, come on.
Yeah, it was pretty silly. And I like how he's like, they're not like, or Sami Zayn's like, they're not like us. They don't know how we are. Kevin was
so funny. Kevin Owens was bloodthirsty.
Yeah, he wanted everybody.
Which I understand. And then like, I kept waiting for when Jay was going to come out. Cause I was like, this is going to be the beef here. Like essentially it's just going to be a KO Uso match.
Well, and also he was kind of just sitting on the ground, like real creepy too.
Yeah. He was just like, I don't know, letting the energy fill him mm-hmm. before he got released. Yeah. It was nuts.
It was.
Oh my gosh. I love that the guys tried to stick each other's heads in between the chain link.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was fucking laughing so hard at some of the things that they decided to do. Nobody like climbed to the very, very top. Like I
Cesaro did.
He did? I missed it. Damn it.
Yeah, Cesaro did. Cesaro and Sami Zayn were on the top. And Cesaro like kicked Sami Zayn off and then he did pull-ups.
Oh, that's right. I did see him do pull-ups. My bad.
I was like, oh hello, sir.
You're like, I'm going to pause this.
I'll be in the Cesaro section.
Just... Screenshot this moment for later.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if we just skip to the end, or is there any other parts that you need to talk
about? Oh no. I was gonna say so Cesaro took out Corbin, Kevin took out Sammy, mm-hmm. Jay took out Kevin, mm-hmm. and that's when I got fucking nervous. I was like, shit. Like, he's doing so well. My boy's doing great.
I
thought he had it too. Like,
I thought he had it.
I had a little nervous, like, pitter patters in my heart. I'm like, we're fucking doing this, guys. We're fucking doing this. And then Jey Uso pinned him and he just got up and walked out.
I was so sad for you. I was so sad for you. I knew how badly you wanted this for him.
At this point, I got up and I walked outside.
Oh, so you don't even know. I mean, you know.
I came back.
So then I thought like 100%, I was like, oh, it's going to be Uso fighting Roman, which will be the craziest shit ever. This is the TV I'm looking for. Yeah. Family fighting families, feuds lasting generations. Like this was what I was hoping for. And then fucking Daniel Bryan wins. What?
I was confused about that too.
Okay.
I was confused. I don't get it. I don't know.
No. What?
What's the angle? What's going on? Like, why? And then yeah. I then realized while I would have been happy that Cesaro won, I did not want to see him get what Daniel Bryan got after.
Also, I wasn't aware that once you win the Elimination Chamber, you fight Roman Reigns. I thought that was like a WrestleMania thing. Like you win the Elimination Chamber and then you go to WrestleMania and fight him.
No, because if you remember back in the Royal Rumble, whoever wins the Royal Rumble gets the championship shot at WrestleMania.
But Edge can choose whoever he could fight fucking McIntyre.
True. He'd go either way. McIntyre.
Yeah, so I guess... That's why I was under the assumption that, like, well, we hadn't heard from Edge who he was going to fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, oh, Daniel Bryan, you got beat the fuck up.
He got beat up.
But then, with the sickest fucking spear. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That happened and Scotty was like, okay, I'm on Edge's team now. I get it. I'm for it.
Yeah. I was very happy about that. But I could not have watched Cesaro get squashed like that. I would have been even more disappointed. Even that though was, yeah. My blind hope was like, maybe he'll fucking be Roman.
Will someone please take Roman down?
It's his time. It's Cesaro's time. I mean, he's got it. I had this whole thing where I was like, okay, he came back and he re-signed. And so he's going to get it pushed. He's going to get this huge push. And he's probably going to be like, hey, Vince, I don't want any money. Just give me the belt. Just that's what we want. He's like, I'll just come back. And then, yeah, no.
Aww. That sucks. I'm going to root for Edge to hopefully take fucking Roman Reigns out. Like,
yeah.
The reign ends now.
I agree.
Tagline. Right.
The reign ends now.
Dude, I'm telling you, WWE, AEW, you got to get on this while I'm still hot. So, like, I'm giving you guys gold. Sign me.
The more episodes we have, the higher her rates go up. So.
I'm now $20 per tagline. Yeah. And then next was a match I didn't realize was happening. It was Matt Riddle, Bobby Lashley, and John Morrison, which I don't know. Okay. I mean, I've said this sentiment a few times. Like, I felt like we've seen this match a lot, except now we're adding Morrison.
Well, okay, so on the pre-show, which I didn't watch, and I don't think you watched either, right?
No, I watched a little bit of it, and Morrison was fighting, and I don't know who they were fighting.
Yeah, they were fighting, like, oh, God, what's
everybody? That?
What's Mustafa Ali's, like, little team? I forget what they're called. Anyway, so I know he...
Retribution, Scotty said.
Thanks, Scotty. So John Morrison had a match for his spot, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought, that he was gonna fight Kofi, because that was how we were gonna determine who went into the Elimination Chamber instead of The Miz.
Yeah, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, so like I was so stoked for all that, and then like out of nowhere I'm like, wait a minute, what happened? Things didn't happen.
Oh, quick correction corner. Last week you said Xavier Woods.
Oh, right. I got it wrong. I thought it was Woods, but it was Kofi. My bad.
I just wanted to clear that up just in case anyone was like, what the hell are they talking about? We corrected it. We fixed it.
In case somebody's sitting there screaming at me while.
And I'm just going along with it because I didn't check anything.
Like, you're just like, yeah. I can't be good. If these episodes have shown anything, I cannot be trusted for anybody's name.
I mean, you're still learning. You still get a pass.
I called John Morrison Paul Morrison last week, too.
Which is so funny. So anyway, yeah, I don't understand. I don't know what happened. I've been really trying to watch SmackDown and Raw, but it's like SmackDown, Raw, NXT, AEW. And then on top of it, I've been watching New Japan. So it's a lot of wrestling and I can't keep up. And I'm really sorry about it.
It's so much. I'm trying to like at least hit. You keep up with New Japan. I'll try to keep up with WWE.
that's a big difference. So, I mean.
WWE is insane. But at this point, I'm like, they're all storyline anyways. So whatever.
Yeah, true. Anyway, so let's get back to this mess of a match. Just, I mean, it wasn't a mess. I just hate Matt Riddle, so
I don't love Matt Riddle. The dude cracks me up though. Like, he's a fucking goofball, and so I laugh a lot when he's in the ring, and he makes some fucking crazy faces while he's wrestling.
I just hate that he was like, I'm not a weed guy, I'm just kind of dumb. It's like, you're a weed guy.
Says the magic mushroom tattooed on your rib, homie.
Yeah, he's a damn mess, in fact. Anyway,
but I was excited to see Morrison and like by himself without The Miz wrestling, because I think that dude is phenomenal.
He did really good too.
He did. I have a love hate with his bedazzled pants, but I'm willing to overlook that for his wrestling moves. And then Bobby Lashley is just a fucking brick wall of like, I can't with that dude. He's huge.
Yeah.
And so scary.
He's very scary. And later he becomes scarier, but
oh my god, so much scarier. Well, and then part of me is like, bruh, Matt Riddle, how many times are you gonna get the shit kicked out of you by this guy? Like, when is enough enough?
Well, apparently he got that belt, so
he got the belt. And again, I wrote, what?
Yeah.
First, I'm surprised Daniel Bryan won, and now I'm surprised Matt Riddle won. I was really hoping Morrison was going to give that.
Yeah, I was mad. I'm like, how dare you?
How dare you? And like Bobby Lashley was doing fine with it. I don't know. These three-way matches are so weird to me because it's like you don't even necessarily have to pin the hardest person to wrestle. You just have to pin one person and then like you win the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. just so crazy to me because I'm like, but wait, there's another person.
And to take back what we were kind of talking about, I mean, I think NXT is different. I hate calling it developmental because it's so much more than that now, especially.
Yes.
But I know that you were talking a little bit of crap on triple threat matches. Do you feel any different now that you've seen this one?
Yeah, they're still just like odd to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, I guess I feel like you should be pinning both people if you really want, like, especially if you have a belt on the line. I feel like you should, I don't know.
You should be more stakes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. You didn't fight enough. So I'm going to need you to get back in there and handle the second person.
True.
For example, like we've seen Riddle and Lashley wrestle time after freaking time. Riddle got the shit kicked out of him every time. We put Morrison in and all of a sudden Riddle's got the belt, but you didn't pin Lashley. You pinned Morrison.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but do you like the fucking guy who had the belt is the one that you should have been pinning.
I get you. I get you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I have strong feelings about that.
All right. Are you ready to move on to the only women's match that was on this card?
Only fucking women's match.
But let's have everybody talk shit on AEW. AEW's women's matches are booked terribly, but guess what? One on a pay-per-view isn't great either.
No, and I feel like I don't know. I feel like I see much more of AEW's women. Like just in the show, they're just more around, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And then I was gonna briefly touch on the fact that the Asuka Lacey Evans match was supposed to happen and they just didn't do it.
Like there isn't enough women in fucking WWE that you could have thrown something cool together.
I know that Lacey Evans is pregnant, whatever, it's fine, I guess. I'm cool, not gonna talk about her
for 9 months.
Perfect. I'm so happy. But I mean, as shitty as it is, like I know that, like I said earlier, I'm like, well, maybe just throw Charlotte in there and just like fuck it, who cares? Like she can, like Charlotte can lose. She's allowed to lose. Vince McMahon, Charlotte's allowed to lose.
Well, like she just lost. Well, technically, I don't know if it's a loss so much as a disqualification.
Yeah, but like, or have Naomi out there, or you know,
so many. Lana could be out there. Naomi, we have a stable of women that could have gone up against. It just, like to pull the whole fucking card just seems rude.
Yeah, and just for dumbass Lacey Evans, which I wouldn't want to see anyway. But
we're glad that got canceled.
They had so much time to throw anyone that way. I mean, they had less time to come up with who was gonna be in that triple threat match than they did.
They figured it out. Asuka.
And also, fuck you, Asuka's been amazing. Like,
agreed. Yeah. I'm annoyed. Well, and then okay, so our one and only women's match is Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, and we saw that the fucking week of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I didn't watch that episode, so I'm trusting Amanda on this one.
I promise, because the sommelier, what is his name, Reginald, came out and was like, he's the one who pinned Nia Jax. And so everybody was like, what? This is crazy. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, like I've seen this match already. And Reginald came back out. Go figure. I think he has a thing for Sasha Banks. I'm hoping he leaves whatever her stupid name is. And like, becomes Sasha Banks's sommelier.
I hate that whole gimmick. I hate it so much. Reginald can just do his own thing. Like, I hate that it's like, hey, she got distracted by a guy who was giving her wine. Like, I'm so pissed.
That was a fucking bummer. But I was like, they're not gonna, like, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler just got the belts. They're not gonna give them up right now.
They should.
I mean, I don't know. Again, we probably could have saved Bianca and Sasha and let two other people fight Nia Jax. And then, I don't know. It was just poor planning, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a fun match. It was still kind of fun.
I really love Bianca Belair. I think she's so much fun. I fucking love when she's out. I get so hyped up. I'm like, yes, swing that fucking hair around.
Yeah.
I love it. And she's just so jumpy. It's perfect.
She is so much fun.
I like her.
Sasha's not
so
bad.
Yeah. Sasha got the fucking hell beat out of her. Mm-hmm. They were just like, Shayna and Nia were being real brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I even wrote a note that was like, they just got that belt. Of course they're keeping it. So, like, wasn't surprised at all. First fucking fight of the night, disappointment. Second fight of the night, disappointment. Third one, no surprise here.
Yeah, so this is just disappointment after disappointment for all of us.
It was just so mediocre.
It was good fun points. Like, again, the Elimination Chamber was so good. Like, it was a great match.
It was. Totally.
I just am sad. I'm sad, girl. But
we need to take a moment and we need to talk about Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
The 24/7 belt.
Yeah.
Because I feel like David Arquette would have some feelings about what's happening. And I feel really bad for David Arquette. Like, seeing Bad Bunny, like, I don't know, Scotty brought up the whole point of, like, maybe this is their way of trying to, like, make a kind of amends about it. Like, hey, we did you dirty and I'm sorry. But it seems weird that, like, nobody's saying anything. Like, The Miz came up to Bad Bunny with the belt. I was like, oh, okay, Miz is going to take this belt too. He's got Money in the Bank and now he's going to get this. But he didn't. Bad Bunny slapped the shit out of The Miz. And then fucking Damian Priest popped up.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, maybe nothing will happen and you'll get to keep this belt because Damian Priest is your homie.
I think that they wanted him to keep it because, well, wait, he took it to Saturday Night Live too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. Yeah. This was after that. I was trying to think. I was like, wait a second. Yeah. He took it. So he's had it for a minute.
He has. And a so week. Far, he's, I think it's been two.
Oh, shit.
Maybe. Yeah, I think it's been two. But, like, nobody's challenged him yet. Mm. Like, the guy that had it before him, like, I swear to God, every time that dude was on screen, somebody was fighting him for the belt.
Hey, that's our truth. And that man has won that belt, like, 50-something times. So.
He was so fun. He was amazing. I loved him having the belt. It was rad.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like... I guess I would like to see someone challenge Bad Bunny with the belt. But also, I kind of dig the whole vibe him and Damian Priest have. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. They're like cute little buddies. It's like his bodyguard. Damian Priest is his bodyguard.
That makes sense. I mean, he's tall and fucking buff. I'm behind Damian Priest 100%. So, like, whatever that dude wants to do, I'm for it. I'll just sit back and watch.
So then we have the last Elimination Chamber.
The last one.
I did not know it was for the championship.
Oh, okay. So, like, this one, I came prepared. Fucking knew what we had on the table. I did think it was odd that they were putting Drew McIntyre in the Elimination Chamber. I thought it was like, again, I thought everybody's going to fight and then they fight at WrestleMania.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting. So this one was Drew McIntyre, AJ Styles, Kofi Kingston, Sheamus, Jeff Hardy, and Randy Orton.
Yeah. So the stipulation for this one was everyone had to be previous champions.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. This one broke my heart a little bit because I don't want Sheamus and McIntyre to fight ever.
Well, they did.
They beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
Oh. Also, Jeff Hardy died almost immediately.
Jeff Hardy did absolutely die.
That dude has like 9 lives because he died multiple times during this match and then would just randomly pop back up.
Yeah. Oh, the face paint scares me so much though.
Oh God. I just wish he didn't paint. Like, fine. Have the face paint. Don't paint your eyeballs. Like, you put eyeballs on your eyelids and it scares everyone when your eyes are closed.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's
terrifying.
I'm so happy Kofi eliminated Randy Orton.
Oh my God. Tell me about it. I was so fucking happy he was gone immediately. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I really thought that he was going to stay or be like one of the last people.
I thought they were going to do that because, you know, we're the legend killer and all that nonsense that they've been feeding us. Yeah. So I'm stoked that he was the first one out. Goodbye.
He was the second one.
Oh, who was the first?
Jeff Hardy.
But he kept coming back, I thought.
No, Jeff Hardy was the first one out, but it took a while. Oh, no, wait. You're right. You're right. My bad. He was third. I'm getting my eliminated and my entered mixed up.
Oh, yes. Jeff Hardy came in first. Okay, but Randy Orton's fucking gone.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye, Felicia. Perfect. I love that. So AJ Styles brought, I was like, oh, sick. He doesn't have Omos with him. So this will be a very interesting match. He won't have an advantage of like a 7-foot dude taking care of you.
Yeah.
And then Omos popped out. And I'm like, God damn it. Okay. And then Styles gets fucking like wily out of nowhere. And Omos breaks the freaking chamber and lets him out early.
That's what I was going to ask. Was it this one or the other one? That there was another one that the door broke.
Oh.
I think it might have been in the first one. I don't remember whose door broke. But someone's door like broke open.
Malfunctioning parts are always fun.
Yeah. Yeah, AJ Styles got very squirrely in this one.
And then, like, he runs around. I thought he was going to leave. Like, I thought he was running away from everything. Mm-hmm. And then as he started to make his way back around, I was like, oh, he's going to try and take advantage of whoever's, like, laying on the mat dying. Mm-hmm. But, of course, like, he's running in as Randy Orton's walking out. So he, like, stops for a second. He's like, okay, you can pass. I'll wait. And then he fucking, but like, way to not wait for your buzzer, dude.
Oh yeah, he's just like, fuck this shit, I'm in.
And then that one guy, the like, I don't know what his job title, he wears a suit all the time.
Oh, Adam Pearce, yeah.
Thank you. He comes out and he kicks Omos out and I was so stoked about that.
Yeah, he was not playing around too.
AJ was throwing a fit. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Kingston has some phenomenal flippy through the rope all over the place moves. That dude never stopped moving.
Can I just say before, oh my God, before this kicked off, when Kofi Kingston was telling Randy Orton that he had thick thighs, it was my favorite thing.
I did hear a lot of that. I didn't know where it was coming from, but that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, when he was like, you've been working out, you got good thighs, you got thick thighs. I'm like, oh my God.
And he said quads. He was like, yeah, your quads. And I was like, what is happening?
It was amazing. Give Kofi Kingston everything. Seriously. He deserves the world.
He needs to be everyone's hype man.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal. McIntyre comes out then. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a bunch of McIntyre's matches at this point. I've never seen him be this brutal, though.
He kicked someone so hard in the face. Who was it, Sheamus, that he kicked really hard in the face?
Probably. They're going kicking match.
Oh, no. It was AJ. It was AJ at the very end. He fucking just said, nope.
Nope. Oh my gosh,
he straight up kicked that man in the face and was like, no, not happening.
McIntyre kind of let the beast out with his match with like Keith Lee, but this was fucking nuts. Like, just boom, one, this done, you're done, next one, next guy, this guy, everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I want to know how tall he is.
Oh, I didn't actually get his stats. I gave up.
He's 6'5".
Okay. This dude's body is insane.
Yeah. And then like, if, oh my God, I should show you a picture of like baby Drew McIntyre.
Oh my goodness. No. Oh. Well, I mean, they were showing like screenshots of him and Sheamus together throughout the last 20 years before their fight, which made me just so much more emotional. I'm like, but you guys are friends.
Yeah. He.
I'm like, it's so dumb. Just make another belt and be friends.
Yeah. Oh God, he Claymore kicked AJ in the fucking face. I still am just thinking about that.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Sheamus had like his back turned in his pod the whole time.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I was like, here's the craziest part about that. Like, Sheamus has come out now on multiple matches and like stared McIntyre down, but then like the one time when you could do that and maybe be, I don't know, intimidating or something, you back is turned.
Yeah,
I don't understand your tactics. So then Sheamus comes out and like essentially it just becomes like a McIntyre Sheamus fight.
Yep, they went to town.
Dude, Sheamus turns so red when he gets the slaps on his chest. It's so crazy.
Well, because he's so white that he like just immediately turns red.
Immediately, any exertion, the boy's red.
Yeah.
So Sheamus eliminates Kingston, which I was sad about.
Me too.
But then McIntyre eliminates Jeff Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles eliminates Sheamus. What?
So then it's Drew and AJ.
Which doesn't even, it don't make no sense. How is AJ Styles eliminating Sheamus? How is this happening?
I mean, I don't know. It's happened before. It's not like I can. It's fine.
Gosh. I'm so upset. And then it's just so that, like you said, it's McIntyre and AJ. So I'm sitting here white knuckling my couch, mm-hmm. waiting for this to be over. Because I'm like, if AJ Styles wins, I will riot. Thankfully, that didn't happen. It was McIntyre. Woo!
Yeah.
But then.
Okay. Can I just say before we say like the rest of it, yes. I literally thought Goldberg was going to come out and just like spear him.
Okay.
I thought Goldberg was going to come out, or I thought Edge was going to come out. Edge would have been fine. Cause he's like, you know, he'll be like marking his territory. Like, I took out Roman. Now I'm taking out you, MF-er. Like,
MF-er.
Yeah. But no, that's not what happened.
No, that's not what happened. Because then Bobby Lashley comes out with like, oh my God, the look in his eyes, vengeance.
And hit him with a gnarly spear too.
Gnarly. Well, because that dude's already a brick wall of a person. Like, anything from that dude hurts.
Yeah.
So then Bobby Lashley beats the shit out of McIntyre.
And I thought that was going to be it.
And then,
I really thought that was going to be it. But then I looked, I'm like, that little copyright thing in the corner hasn't come up yet. Some shit's going down.
We're not done here. No, we have to have the fucking Miz come out and cash in the bank. I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed still. I like have no words. The Miz is the new fucking champion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so mad.
Yeah.
Like, of all the dudes, not that dude. Please. He's horrible.
I don't hate the Miz.
Oh, I can't stand him.
He's a shithead, but like, I don't know. He's just been there for so long.
His only redeeming quality is Morrison.
True.
Like, Morrison is what makes him fun. Oh my gosh, yeah, the level of disappointment was so strong.
Yeah, I mean, but this is his second time getting it too. I was looking, I thought he got it not that long ago, but it says that the last time he was the WWE champion, it was 2010.
Wow.
It feels like a long time ago. Maybe he's just had every other fucking belt. That's why I'm like,
I'd be okay with him having every other belt except for this one. But at least, I guess the good thing is, like, now he doesn't have the bank, so we don't have to worry about when he's going to come use it, because it's been done. But now, like, so he's going to WrestleMania. He's going to main event it, right?
No.
Oh, because Roman's the main event?
Probably.
Nobody knows, because WWE's going to fuck with our heads some more.
It's, I mean, it's in April, but we still have so much time before shit goes down. Regardless of what happens, we know that Edge is going to be in the main event of WrestleMania.
That's true. I'm very interested to see how that all plays out. That spear he gave Roman was so sick. Oh my God. So sick. Congratulations, man.
Congratulations, Edge, on that sick spear. Sorry, you look like the Muppets shrimp.
Holy shit. He does. That one is so good. The Muppets shrimp.
He does. He looks like that little, what's his name, Jacques.
That's phenomenal. I am never going to unsee that now.
I'm sorry.
It's so good.
I saw it online and then I was like, oh yeah, I can't. That's stuck. That one stuck forever.
You're like, I just need to share this little tidbit. Yeah. That's so amazing. So then it's over. And then, you know, we just walk around the next couple of days in this weird, like, sad hangover because nothing went the way we thought it would.
Yeah, I was going to maybe try to watch Raw tonight because I'm just curious.
I will be watching because I want to know what the fuck is going on. Yeah. Explain yourselves.
I don't know.
Do we want to do 10 out of 10 wood bang for each individual thing or overall?
How about we do this? How about we do each elimination chamber?
Ooh, okay. All right. 10 out of 10 wood bang, first elimination chamber. I think I already know your answer, but I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, yeah, it's Cesaro. Ah! I love him. I just love him. I want to drink coffee and play video games. I've already said this before. This is my one wish in life. I want to drink so much coffee with Cesaro, play video games. That's all I want.
I'm sure he'd be down. Video games are fun.
Yeah. I'm curious to see who yours is.
I'm going over our specimens right now. So we have Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, Kevin Owens is a Taurus. I looked it up because I saw his bull tattoo and I was like, what's this about?
I always thought it was because of The Rock.
Maybe that's what it's about. And it's not because he's a Taurus.
Maybe.
I don't know. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, King Corbin, Jason. I'm just going to say everybody's name. Cesaro's off limits. I won't touch that.
Thank you.
I think it might be Sami Zayn, as much as I can't stand him.
He's adorable.
He's super cute and his beard's very nice, but like, you're very annoying. Your TV show Cameron will have to leave and you just need to shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can stay quiet. This can work. Okay. Second elimination chamber. I'm very excited who you choose from this one. Should we review?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. So we have Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy, an old classic, Sheamus, Kofi Kingston, AJ Styles, or Drew McIntyre.
Well, it's absolutely not AJ Styles.
Well, thank God.
I want to say it's either Kofi or Drew.
Ooh, interesting. I would like a Drew McIntyre Sheamus sandwich to be made with me in the middle, please.
Not thank Jeff you. Hardy?
No. Not when big Sheamus and fucking McIntyre are around. Sorry, Jeff Hardy. Your creepy eyeballs with your eyes closed thing would terrify the living shit out of me. No. So yeah, those are my picks. Okay, now for the fun new one that we do, our entrance music.
I'm gonna go first this time just because I you said you had a banger and I absolutely don't, so
I mean, I hope that you laugh hysterically when I say it.
Hey, last time when you threw out freaking Beating Hearts Baby, I lost it.
That was a good one. It's a good hype song for sure.
Definitely.
Okay, so we need your solo music.
Sorry, I have to find it really quick.
Oh, take your time. Do I need to pull up? You know one of the songs. Should I pull up the song you don't know?
Probably. I think you know both of these, so I'm not gonna play them. But
okay,
because they're both, you know, punk rock adjacent.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so my solo. This is Shitty Heel Ashley once again. She's back. She's ready to spit on you. No, which is not me whatsoever.
That's why it's so much fun.
I hope I didn't do this one yet. Hang on.
I don't. Well, we'll see.
No, I haven't. My song is by The Cramps.
Ooh.
Like a Bad Girl Should.
Ooh, good song.
My song. It's my solo.
Nice. And for our tag team Ketchup and Mustard entrance?
Tag team Ketchup and Mustard is a little girl punk rock anthem, which is Oh Bondage Up Yours by The X-Ray Specs.
Nice.
So.
Wow, you're those crushing the game this week.
Just a little punk rock for everybody.
Everybody needs this. So my solo song is going to be Disfear, Get It Off.
Okay.
It's sick. Would you like me to play it for you?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good one.
So good. And for the tag team, Ketchup and Mustard, in all of their glory, will be entering to the sound of 18 Visions, One Hell of a Prize Fighter.
How fucking dare you?
Why did you kill her? Because she was talking shit. Dude, that would, like, if that's not the most epic heel entrance, I don't know what it is.
My God.
It's perfect.
Hey, I'm 100% here for it, even though I hate it. I so love it at the same time.
It popped into my head and I was like, yeah, that's going to be the one.
Weirdly enough, I was thinking about 18 Visions not that long ago, like maybe like a week ago or so. I'm like, hey, remember that really bad band? That had a lot of good people in it, but
you know, not all great musicians can be in a band together. Sometimes it doesn't work.
It's very true.
We're finding out. Did you know they put out an album like last year or something?
Oh, no.
I was like, what? You're still together making music?
Hey, nothing will beat. God, what was that called? In Vanity?
Vanity.
Vanity.
Just Vanity.
Yeah.
That hot pink ass fucking album. So fitting for our colors.
Yeah, very, very fitting. Okay, that's very good. Great job, Amanda.
Thank you.
As always, knock it out of the park.
I try. So I think that's it. I don't know what we're gonna do next week. That'll be a surprise.
Yeah, that'll be a fun little surprise. I don't know.
I don't even know if we have any real news. There's merch on our website shop. It's the how to talk to your friend about wrestling.bigcartel.com. Mm-hmm. There are no t-shirts available at the moment, but you can get plenty of stickers, and we have a square button for all of you fun shape loving people.
Yeah. And if you want a shirt, I mean, I would just let us know. That way we know that we need to make more.
Yeah. That there's interest. That's always helpful.
If not, that's fine too.
Ooh, you know what? I think we're going to throw on our Instagram at
I always get the Twitter and Instagram mixed up. How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
There we go. So on our Instagram, I think we're going to throw up within the next week or two, like a little questionnaire, maybe of like, hey, which of these two matches should we do? And let the people pick, and we'll give the people what they want.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun thing, because I want to see what you guys are interested in. If it's more current stuff, if it's older stuff, we'll just get a feel. Let the people decide.
Yes, we're for it. So you can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
You can find us on Twitter at
HTTW Pod.
And there's the lovely email.
HellToPayManagement@gmail.com. Hell, two is in the word two, pay, MGMT@gmail.com.
I would really love to hijack the soundbite of Strong Bad saying email and put that in. I feel like that would just make it so much more fun.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so that's all for tonight. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.